Prototype Talks. Today we're here to talk about INTPs and their relationship with inferior FE and how to get an INTP to come out to socialize with you if you want them to talk with you. And so yeah, I'll leave it to the INTPs to get started. All right.
So about the subject of socializing, because if I understand that's the proposed theme of this panel, I don't know if you remember, Joyce, but I told you about me being depressed some month ago.
Yes.
Like being a bit disturbed in my life. And I think I'm becoming to understand much, much better what is at stake in this, in this depression. And to explain to Lilian and Adele, I went, actually, I'm a social worker. I'm work in social welfare. That means that I accompany many people. I counsel entrepreneurs. I counsel independent workers in order for them to solve their problems, to help them to solve some like social or administrative issues. So that's a very social, that's a very altruistic job, implying to meet many people. And I would add that besides that, more globally, for some years I've been studying psychology. I've recently obtained a bachelor's degree in psychology, and I was considering to become a psychologist. And what I realized about this professional orientation is that it could probably be that who caused a part of my depression. Why? Because for me, that was probably, to say it in MBTI terms, that was probably an FE mask. That was probably like another play of my inferior feeling function. And what I mean by that, I think that's actually, I was attracted to psychology and to social domain for bad reasons. I was attracted to that because of like ethical idealism, but when I am in the practice of being with a person, I don't feel at ease. And for me, I feel like in a sort of identity crisis because I don't recognize myself in a professional role where I am a social worker or a therapist. So I wanted to share this experience on this realization with you, Joyce, because I find that taught me a lesson that when you have a personality, it's better not to try to force that personality in a domain which doesn't fit it. So I usually read about working on your inferior function, about the importance of finding balance between your dominant and your inferior, on working to improve your inferior. But personally, I've been, confronted to the reverse problem in over investing in my inferior function and becoming like false to myself. I don't know if it's clear, but I wanted to share that experience about my social issues.
It seems like when you don't have the social connections that foster a sense of positive identity, INTPs may feel a little lost or a little bit depressed when their social life isn't that good. So INTPs go through periods of being loners, and then sometimes they deeply desire connection too, but it's like an extreme. It's like, I don't feel like peopling at all. I want to be on top of a mountain apart from people. And sometimes there's this deep desire for connection from being disconnected from people too.
Okay. I can maybe share my personal experience, which is very close and similar to Cyril. I have also, like Cyril, like many INTP used as weird as it may seem at first. I have used a lot my inferior function to deal with others because I had a very hard time accepting myself for who I was when I was younger. I have gone through very hard things as a person. I didn't understand in which way I was different from others. And when I was at school, when I was just even with teachers, what I want to say is that everyone around me, when I was a little bit younger, pushed me to be more normal in who I am, to lie to myself, to be someone I am not. The implicit message of that was that being me was just not okay because either I was ignored by other people, including other children, other students, or I was mocked, or I was hated by everyone. So yes, I think that for this reason, like many INTP, I have maybe overindulged would be a good word to describe it in my inferior function in the hopes that people would like and accept me for who I was. But you know, I have also sometimes tried to use a lot my inferior function, FE, if I'm not wrong on the pronunciation, especially when I have gone, for example, in professional settings, because yes, I had the occasion of working in some job which required me to be relatively good at people. And what I have seen is that the more I try to force myself too much of FE, the more painful it was for me, and the worse it was basically for everyone. Because if you lie to yourself, if you are not authentic, if you try to wear a mask, the people around you, at a time or another, will see it. They will see it, and finally, it will be much worse that. Than if you were honest from the beginning. I think it is better, in my opinion, to just be yourself. And even if some people don't like you, it doesn't matter. At least the people who would like you for who you are, really. And not from for a mask, something false, inauthentic, and you will not have to suffer as much as if you push too hard on the FE. Thank you for listening to me. Thank you for your listening.
Yeah, so what I'm hearing is sometimes INTPs really want to do FE well, so they'll force it, so they'll over FE and then regret it afterwards. And also what I'm hearing is there's a level of social obliviousness to some INTPs when their inferior FE is not developed, because they might do things that their romantic partner or people at their job or at school might judge, and they're oblivious to it until they feel the social ramification, or until after they say what they want to say, and then they realize the reactions other people are having to it. And so that can cause a self-consciousness with the INTP. It's like, oh, okay. Or they might not care. You'll have INTPs who purposefully defy social rules because they think they're stupid. And so you'll have these INTPs who are purposefully mischievous because they want to stir things up. And that's why some INTPs or TPs have the reputation of trolling. So if they don't care about the FE, they can go into the side where they do things to purposefully mess with the social atmosphere. And then you have the INTPs who are actually very affected by how people see them or how people judge them too. So there's these two kinds of INTPs. But yeah, I'll leave things to Adele.
To talk a bit about what Cyril and William have said, when you look at the stack, you know, that the I and FE are very much far apart from each other. So like judging functions are pretty much far apart from each other. And then the NE and SI are pretty much close to each other. And so because of that, what is really happening is that we're only accessing like maybe one judging function at a time. the intuition and sensing, the both, like we're accessing them both at the same time, which means we have a balance between them, but we're either only in our DI or only in our FI, FE, whatever function it may be. We're really only in one judging function at a time, and that is what causes these problems. We're most of the time in our TI, and then we completely like treat our FE, FI, TE, we're kind of lovely to TE, you know. These other two functions, those feeling functions, we always treat them like those hated children, these adopted children by a second mother. And then when we are in them, when we are these functions, we absolutely hate ourselves for what we have done to these functions, which we completely ignore at every other time. And this is what causes it, is because we really cannot be at this two functions at the same time. Not like ENTPs or INFJs who have those in a balance. No, we're either in one or two. It's kind of an all or nothing deal.
Yeah, but that's interesting because I totally relate to the experience Lilian told us about, and also to what said Adela. I find that our experiences of in extroverted feeling is very similar between Lilian and I. And I don't recognize myself in this image of the INTP, which is very socially disinterested, which doesn't care about the feelings of other people. Because personally, I think that I'm very concerned by the feelings of other people. But what is I would say what is a bit paradoxical is that I prefer these feelings to be far from me. And I prefer not to have to myself have to manage it. What I mean by that is that, for instance, I'm really impassioned by ethical stakes, by political stakes, by, for instance, social mobilizations in France or in other parts of the world for women's rights, for workers' rights, for the preservation of welfare, for ecology, for instance. So I'm very interested in stakes which have an emotional or an ethical dimension. But if I am truly with people, if I am truly in a group of people, then I won't be at ease. Like I like to see on the internet what is happening in a demonstration or what is happening in if a left-wing party. But if I physically go among members of this left-wing party, I won't feel ill at ease. I won't feel outside my comfort zone. I will feel like I'm not really myself in taking part in this physical organization. And that's a scheme I have with psychology, with sociology. Like I like to read books about psychology or sociology, but spending time with people in a sort of therapist or emotional support spending time socializing with my family or with friends or with other people, it's often draining and not natural for me. I don't know if I'm clear, but yeah, I wanted to highlight this very passion with social and emotional arena, but from distance.
Yeah, and so with the FETI access, it's really interested in forming opinions around social narratives. And so there is this interest in understanding society. But for the INTP, they have a more detached understanding of it. And so stuff that Cyril is mentioning is very Enneagram 5. So Enneagram 5 is like to observe rather than participate. And so it's like, I want to understand from a distance what this is. But the moment I participate, I kind of ruin something about it. So I'd rather just see it from a distance. Almost like it's a nature documentary that you're like, all right, zoo animals, stay over there. I'm going to watch you guys. And so Cyril also brings up the topic of how INTPs enjoy intellectual stimulation in their conversations with others. And so I was wondering if you could go into that.
Okay. I can maybe share with you my experience. So when I am talking with people, not especially the everyday people, because with these people I will keep myself to, well, I would say a small talk and social niceties, but with the people I am close to, or when I decide to spend time with people in my private sphere, I will always try to add some value, some intellectual value, or just talking about a hobby, about something which can bring me new knowledge when I am speaking to these people, whatever the subject may be. So for example, if I speak to my brother, I will try to speak to him about politics, or it can be about robotics. We can talk about also the development of artificial intelligence, and then I can show him the various websites I have found on the subject. Or I can simply send and share with him a link which talk about this or this subject to talk. But it will never be, for example, talking for the sake of talking. I most of the time dislike it. It is not interesting. I feel completely useless when I speak for the sake of talking. It makes me feel very, very empty. And I think it is something many INTP and Enneagram 5 experience, the feeling of emptiness and the need to fill this emptiness with whatever hobby, knowledge you may know. For some of us, I know it will be video games. It is an example I see with many INTP, including some of my friends. It will be to master a video game, or for example, some game, some normal game you could play, and then to talk about it in detail, because it gives you some sense of mastery, of knowledge, of competence, and it contributes to fill this emptiness, and it can also be a way of socializing. And personally, I find it much more easier to socialize, to use my FE function, my extroverted feeling function, with people when I am talking about some subject which has an intellectual component. It is much more easier. Just me, I guess it is certainly the same for Cyril and Adele. Maybe you are more comfortable when you speak, for example, of this hobby you have spent days, weeks and months studying, not just playing or enjoying, studying. It is important to highlight the fact that most INTP I see playing a game will not only try to play the game and to enjoy the game, but also to perfectly understand the game, like a system. And understanding the game will give them, like I said before, this sense of mastery, of knowledge, of competence. If I may continue, for me, it is, for example, the Total War saga. I love Total War. I love military strategy. I have, for example, read some Clausewitz, some Sun Tzu. And the fact that I may play some Total War games, whether it is Medieval 2 Total War and the various modes, it may be Third Age Total War, it may be even Hyrule Total War. You see, there is ton of examples. Yes, Shogun 2 Total War. It is a very good game. If you can play it, I advise this to anyone. Yes, the fact that I spend hours and hours and days not just playing it, but enjoying it and combining it with what I have read, because it is also that which is interesting. It is also in every activity, in every book, in every discussion, you basically build a link of knowledge. And this book, this game, this discussion, this person, this podcast you have listened, this YouTube video you have watched, everything is interlinked. And you can basically use all this knowledge to form some kind of global picture, which, excuse me, I have lost the track of what I was really saying, but you see what I mean. And I also just wanted to add a last thing, and then I promise I will give back the
extroverted intuition.
Yes, part of extroverted intuition is like when I open 20 tabs on YouTube. No joke. or when I was watching some Joyce manga video, which are very good, I opened, for example, yes, 30 tabs, with while listening to several videos I have forgotten the word, but you see when it goes faster on the video. For example, twice faster on the video. So that was basically my life. Listening to 3 videos twice faster while reading the comments, while watching also some Adele video, because he produced also some very good video, and writing something on Discord and eating maybe some food, and also watching what is on my door and talking to my family in the same time. Indeed, it goes everywhere, but yes, you got the idea. And that's pretty well, thank you.
Adele, what are your thoughts? You have fans.
Ah, thank you very much. That's kind of you, Joyce. And I hope that your subscriber, which I am one of your subscribers, excuse me for my horrible accent, will appreciate this video and this talk. And yes, the last thing I wanted to add is that my hobby, my passion for strategy game and books, maybe come from my ENTJ shadows. It may explain, because sometimes I can be very bossy, for example, with my family, when I tell them, yes, okay, I understand you want to do that, but look, you could do that and it would be a lot of more efficient, while I am a big procrastinator. So, you know, that's... that's a bit contradictory.
Yeah, like you like other people being efficient and being productive, but you don't like to be
efficient myself, so you know.
Interesting. So what I'm hearing is knowledge, competency, strategy, they're all NT qualities, mm-hmm. and they show up in what Lilium was talking about. And so Adele, I was wondering if you had any thoughts on the conversation. We're talking about INTPs and their social style right now. And so what do you need in a conversation to feel enriched in it or to want to socialize? What would someone have to do to get you out of your house and enjoy spending time with them?
Well, my ISTJ friend just challenges me to chess, and that's how he gets me out of the house. You'd have to justify rationally why it would have to be out of the house, because if it's a conversation, we can just have it over some platform, then why not just have it there? You'd have to justify it. When it comes to playing chess, you know, he justifies it through the experience of playing chess on a real board and eating KFC. That is a good justification for me at some times, but that is more of a personal preference. I don't think all INTPs will follow that. But to say something about the conversation, when Lilium was speaking about how he doesn't like to engage in FE for the sake of FE, my statement about that is that wise people speak when they have something to say, stupid people speak because they have to say something. That's really what it is. But to talk about the axis between TIFE and the contradiction, it's really a contradiction and a thing between all types and all. It's just a casual, dominant inferior relationship that... we hate that function, but we can't live without it. You know, TI, you have great ideas, you're so logical, you're like better than everyone else, but oh wow, your ideas will not mean anything if nobody implements them, if nobody values them, so good luck with that. And same thing with NI. Oh, we made such a great plan, well, it doesn't mean anything if it cannot be enacted on. Same thing with any kind of a dominant inferior relationship. When it comes to mastery, it's certainly a pattern I see within myself, and a pattern I see within many INTPs, that they want to have this mastery. I think it's more of an SI inclination, but whether we achieve mastery is kind of more of a question in itself. You know, we certainly can easily achieve the appearance of mastery just through, you know, looking at some books, looking at some content, mass consuming people's content like Joyce Meng or anything when it comes to this topic, and getting an idea and just kind of putting the dots together without actually taking the time to achieve actual mastery. You can certainly achieve its appearance, but achieving actual mastery over something is certainly something that is very difficult for an INTP to do. Suddenly, with that NI critic hits in, that NI critic with FE and fear when they hit in, and you're thinking about whether the thing you're trying to achieve mastery in makes sense for the people, if people are going to value it, and whether it's going to make sense for the future, that certainly can destroy a lot of INTPs' the aspirations in achieving mastery. And something I have to say to Cyril and Lilium, you both have to work on your NI. Like, you know, I used to do this too.
Yes, I know.
You really need to. Like, you keep, like, there are these themes, right? And, like, by the time you've said, like, 30% of it, I already know what you wanted to say, and I already know how to say it in a much more or concise manner, in a much more NI manner. And the reason why I can do that is because I was criticized by my community, you know, whenever I did a presentation and I went too much into details. I was like FE forced into doing that. So you guys really need to work on your NI. So you kind of, because while a lot of people will appreciate the level of depth and detail you're providing, the goal with an idea originally is just to get it to the mainstream, get it to as many people as possible before you can build like an internal team of experts who can work on that. So when you're speaking to the public, I just think it's a better idea to NI your concept a lot more than just go into that SI. It can certainly make a lot of people just miss your point, which is not the goal.
Yes, thank you for your advice, Adele. I will. You offer an interesting insight, so I will take a look at. And I add this thought when, in my opinion, if you want to develop. How to explain it? But let's take, for example, if you want to develop your FE, you have also to develop your FI, because both are some the same, they belong to the same coin, if I am maybe clear. So yes, I take your perspective mind, and very, very, very interesting. Thank you.
Definitely, you have to have motivation. You'd have to have an FI reason to get to FE. And that's kind of why, like, then fear partially exists.
Yeah. So, at the end of the day, we all have our own FI because we all have our own feelings about things. And so, yeah, you need that internal emotional motivation to change yourself if you want to. So, good points, Adele. And so, thank you, INTPs, for talking about your relationship with inferior FE and how, with the TI, sometimes it feels like as long as an idea is true or logically consistent or consistent with reality, then it feels like other people should value it too. But then INTPs realize that, oh, saying something that's logically true isn't enough to make people buy into it. They also have to enjoy the marketing, so to speak, the FE of how you give that idea. And so the INTP life path is, they spend a lot of time mulling over their ideas and creating very refined ways of thinking about things. And that the challenge is getting other people to see it too, or creating that social buy-in, or creating a social community rather than putting yourself in a silo and keeping these ideas to yourself. Like, how can you enrich the world with these ponderings that you spend so much time thinking about? And so, yeah, it's very cool to talk about the dominant and inferior tug of war here, or the tidal waves that come from it, as OPS tends to talk about. And so this was a wonderful chat. If you want to socialize with an INTP better, then provide them something that is intellectually stimulating, or just gives them a good reason to socialize, because they don't want to just socialize for socialization's sake. Small talk for its own sake does not enrich anything, or it does not have a reason. So try to find a reason beyond that, and you will speak to an INTP's love of reasons there. Or, I don't know if an INTP would want me to use the word love in that sentence. It's like, no, they would like, no.
It's a need.
It's a need.
It's a need.
Yeah, exactly. So speak to an INTP's need for reasons, and you will be able to get them out of their creature comforts and out into the social sphere. All right, so thank you, INTPs, for coming out, and I'll see you all in the next episode. Take care.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, Adele. You know what's super interesting about INTPs is that Adele was he looked like that black abyss earlier on, but Lilium didn't notice and he just continued talking because
I am sometimes unaware of the physical environment around me. It is basically because I have no SE. Yes.
Yeah, it's the polar SE, and like Adele has like stuff dancing on the top of his head, or yeah, like this cute cat. And then like INTPs are just completely absorbed in what they're saying, and they're like, oh yes, my thoughts. While there's like clearly a sensory disturbance, it's very fascinating to watch. Oftentimes INTPs, they explain their sensory experience as it's almost like they see through a straw, and that they're zoned in on their thoughts at that moment, so they may not notice the obvious cat on Adele's head.
My INFJ girlfriend described it as, I don't actually live in reality, you know, I actually live in the Matrix. She said that I'm not living in the actual reality. We're not on the same wavelength. Rather, what is happening is that I'm guessing what reality is, and I'm living in my own image of reality. I am like, my NE and my SI are just like working to make this image of reality, but I'm not actually existent within reality. Like, I can observe reality after the fact, and then I'm kind of like having this like guessing model. Like, I don't actually have any access to the real world. I'm rather just like building this image of it, and this is what I'm interacting with.
With polar extroverted sensing, what can happen is that they don't notice the reality around them as they're absorbed in their thoughts. And so an INTP's experience of polar extroverted sensing is that they may be so absorbed in their thoughts that they miss out on the reality around them. An INTP's romantic partner can be walking right past them, and because they're thinking about something inside their head, they actually don't notice them. As they're analyzing, contemplating in their head, they lose touch with reality in whatever form that takes. Oh my gosh, Adele. You know, it's quite horrifying.
Corsican terrorist. I think he was serious when he told us that he was speaking from a parallel reality. I think he's from another world. Mm-hmm.